Shanti.
Service through the mind. Some years ago, we were doing mind service and sending Sakash to different countries in the world. We even had a Sakash group and we created commentaries, audio visuals, and sent Sakash to different countries and different regions in the whole world. It was very interesting and incredibly powerful. As I was recalling those beautiful experiences, I'm now also thinking how crucial, how necessary this mind service is at this present moment of time, when the whole world, all the souls in the world, are gripped in fear and anxiety and experiencing so much uncertainties in their mind as to what will happen in the future. So first of all, let us understand what is service through the mind. Well, to me, service through the mind is kind of a process by which we can create and send pure elevated thoughts through our pure feelings, our good wishes, and elevated attitude to the self, to others, to those in society, to nature, to the atmosphere, and the elements of nature with selfless motivation. The basis to do such mind service is purity. Purity in every aspect of our lives, in our thoughts, just pure thoughts, in our feelings, our intentions, our words, our actions, connections and relationships, and more than that, even in our dreams. Purity, complete purity, complete cleanliness, and selfless motivation are so necessary for mind service to happen. Mind service can be expressed through Sakash, Drishti, our Drishti, our attitude, nature and our vision, or just with a glance, and can be expressed primarily through our eyes and faces and our powerful vibrations. I would like to share a real story of someone I know who used to do mind service a lot and send good wishes to overcome problems in her family. When Jane, not her real name, when Jane first started practicing Raj Yoga meditation, her husband was drinking and smoking a lot. They could not communicate very well. In fact, they hardly communicate or talk to each other because of their different lifestyles. When Jane started meditation, her lifestyle began a little bit different, and so it was so different for both of them. And they had different opinions about bringing up the children as well. Her husband was not open and used to close himself off. He had a lot of pressure in his work, and he felt that Jane was also giving him a lot of pressure. Her son was gambling, and he would stay out all night gambling. He did not want to go to school. Jane used to blame herself and she lacked self-respect. But after learning Raj Yoga meditation, she accepted that everyone has their own path to play in life's drama and that she could not control or change anyone. She did not know what to do to help the situation, to help the family, but she was dedicated. She was very determined to experiment with the idea that good wishes and mind service can empower people and help to change the situation. She knew that worrying about the family, about the son, worrying would not empower her or her family. So she began to send good wishes every day to her son and to her whole family using the power of her mind. Then one day her son said, "Mom, I want to go back to school." She was more than happy as she felt that the mind service she was doing is beginning to bear fruits. She also began to accept her husband more and drop off all expectations about him. And so she began to relax and he also felt more relaxed. And then they also began to have a bit more communication with each other. Then 1 year later, her husband asked if he could follow her to learn meditation. Of course, she was more than happy. She knew that with her constant good wishes and pure feelings, she could help her family and help them to overcome the problems in their lives. And now they live well together. So this kind of mind service through good wishes, pure genuine feelings, really help us in many, many situations and obstacles in our life. Another way of mind service that I also experimented is through our unlimited attitude. So my experience is when I have an unlimited attitude and mercy and compassion, mind service can naturally and will automatically take place. For example, when my attitude is one of kindness, I am able to extend pure love to everyone with selfless motivation and without any expectation. And with my attitude, when my attitude is of mercy and compassion, I can send good feelings and pure wishes and help those who are in sorrow, in pain and in suffering, and those who are in fear as well. And when I have an attitude of forgiveness, I can bless and uplift someone even as they insult and defame me. I also use this attitude of forgiveness and gratefulness, attitude of gratitude a lot, and I can see it has really helped me in relationships problems and in many other situations. With an attitude of humility and self-respect, I can tolerate a situation and take responsibility as well as give cooperation even when not appreciated. How this can happen? Just a change of attitude? Well, this is because A positive attitude, a benevolent attitude, induces self-empowerment and at the same time empowers others as well. Therefore, when I take the support of all the virtues and the powers and spiritual knowledge, I can then make peace, happiness and prosperity my birthright. I can then use these virtues and qualities in a way for my service to help myself and to uplift and help others. I feel this kind of mind service is needed more and more as very delicate times are now here. And I feel that this kind of mind service is really true service to humanity. It's also our cooperation with society and with other souls. And so I really experimented with this kind of service through the mind quite a lot. And it really helped me overcome situations, helped me with difficult relationships and problems, and when I encounter obstacles in my life. There was also another incident many years ago when I was based in another country for Baba's service. It's just a very simple, small incident, but it could have created some friction in the family, and so I'd like to share that with you. So one day, some long years ago, I wanted to cook something special for the family. I had seen the recipe somewhere, I read it, but then I lost it, and so I decided to make it up my own. It came out really very tasty, and the souls there like it very much. They enjoyed that dish. One of them asked me for the recipe, and my goodness, I actually didn't have it. I told her I actually didn't have that recipe, but really, Karan Karawanha Baba, I felt that he was like the master chef at that time. So he was the one who taught me how to cook that dish. Well, that person didn't believe me and got so angry. I was surprised, and she refused to talk to me for weeks. I tried to explain to her, but in vain. And I didn't know what to do to help that situation. So I talked to Baba and got the touching that I should use my attitude. So with an attitude of self-respect, mercy and compassion and love for that soul, I began to send good wishes and pure feelings to her. And I especially send those good wishes after Amrit Vela. Amazingly, after just a week, that person came to me and apologized and accepted my explanations. Hence, I felt that what words couldn't do, mind service, our good wishes and genuine feelings can help a lot in solving the problem, can help to do the work what words cannot do. So now, that was just some short mind service, individual cases, but what we really need to do at this time is to do on a wider scale, like through the whole world. So now I would like to share an example of how we could do service through the mind on a bigger scale, that is service of the mind for the whole world. So let's start. Simply go into deep silence and allow our mind and intellect to experience solitude. gently slip into our angelic dress, and I, the soul, the point of light, in our shining, sparkling white dress, the soul in the shining, sparkling white dress, fly to the subtle region. I would like to encourage you to visualize, if you can, visualize this in your mind so that you can really experience it. So I start again, gently slip into your angelic dress, and you, the soul, the point of light, in your shining, sparkling white dress, fly to the subtle region. And now seated in the subtle region, the body of light is suspended from subtle multicolored rays of light that emanates directly from Bab Dada. Can you see that vision? You are that point of light in the body of light, suspended from rays of light, multicolored, coming directly from Bab Dada. And Shiv Baba is on the top, and Brahma Baba is directly under, and other angels as well, other angelic souls are seated around with a fixed gaze into Baba's eyes. So look deeply into Baba's eyes and absorb the powerful rays of Sakash from Baba. Looking deeply into Baba's eyes, absorb the powerful rays of Sakash from Baba. We now allow our angelic eyes to gaze at the universe and observe planet Earth in the distance, slowly moving and rotating in its orbit. You can see the contrast of day and night, with some lands, some countries going into darkness, and some other lands coming into the light. Firstly, notice the different countries, and with our powerful Sakash absorbed from Baba, reflect that Sakash on to the circular heads of each country. With the Sakash that we absorb from Baba, from the Father, we reflect that Sakash on the circular heads, the leaders of each country, as the morning sun reveals its identity. So send that Sakash of peace to each leader. Send that Sakash of peace to each leader so that they may remember the Father. They remember God when they make decisions. When they remember God and make decisions that could affect the entire world, and that whatever the outcome it may be, it should take place in a peaceful manner. So as we send Sakash of peace to the leaders of each country, let them remember God so that when they make decisions, those decisions would reflect the outcome of peaceful, of peace, of tranquility, of benefit to the whole world. And secondly, we observe the religious leaders and send the drishti of love and peace to each of them, that they may get the touching, that the bestower of blessing that Baba has come, that they may exercise an attitude of love, of mercy and compassion on their followers and disciples, that they should assist the world to become a better place. So, to the religious leaders, we send the sakash of love, the drishti of peace to them, so that they get the touching that God has come, and that they should also assist the world to become a better place. And thirdly, we can hear the cries of the depressed and distressed souls, souls who are suffering and in pain, those souls who have lost hope in religion, in mankind, in everything. So let us send that attitude of mercy, send our good wishes, so that they may have the courage to remember the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, and that they have faith that the Father, that God will come to release them from the powerful chains of the vices and to relieve them from their pain and sorrow. So let us donate the drishti of remembrance, the drishti and the power of our powerful remembrance, that they will get that self-realization of their original home, of their home, our home, the land of peace, the land of silence. Then we have the thought that we will give all souls a vision by flying over their lands like an angel, giving light and might to everyone. So let us have the awareness of that angelic form ourselves and fly over those countries, those lands, over the world. So as we fly over the lands, fly over different countries, let us fill the atmosphere with pure vibrations, giving them a vision of our angelic form, so they may have the awareness that these are God's angels. They may have the feeling that God's angels are moving around and giving them the message that God has come. Let us spread these powerful vibrations to souls that God has come, that there are powerful angels up there who may protect them, who may give them peace and solace in their midst of fear and sorrow and pain. And as we fly over the world, let us remember all the elements in their original form, as well as their current, the working form. And let us send pure vibrations to help them purify themselves and come back to their pure original form. Let us remember ether, the element ether that protects the other elements, and give her the power to protect them, to protect other elements from the greed of mankind. And now, let us take on the point form. Let us take on the point form and go to the soul world and be with the Father, to enjoy the fragrance of the seed stage, to burn our unwanted, our old and unnecessary sanskars. So let us do that now. Fly to the soul world, be with Baba, and in that seed stage, that powerful stage, burn that old, unwanted, unnecessary sanskars. You can alternate between the seed stage and the angelic stage for variety. And finally, we take leave from Bab Dada. Thank you, Baba. And gently return to the center or to our home, feeling refreshed and recharged, and feeling so fortunate to be a child of God in this confluence age, and have the fortune of knowing Him personally at this time of the cycle. We are now fully recharged to continue with our duties in an air-logic manner. So this is how I would experiment doing mind service for the whole world. Firstly, to the countries and the head of countries, to religious leaders, and then to those souls who are suffering, who are distressed and depressed, and to elements of nature. And yes, I do know, I remember that we should also send sakaj, send good wishes and pure feelings to the scientists as well, to those intellectuals. But I didn't touch on it today. You can experiment it on your own. So that is service through the mind. Om Shanti, Om Shanti.